And again, just adjusting our posture and then adjusting our mind. So the easy 2-point posture is to have a straighten your spine, still keeping the natural curvature. Thinking of that fine thread of light running through your spine and coming out the crown of your head. And then once the spine is straight, then relax the body. Release any tension from especially the neck and the shoulders. And recalling that surrounding us are all the sentient beings. I mean, they're surrounding us all the time anyway. We just need to bring them to mind. And this time in our visualization, think that they're all arising in human form, just like us. As far as the eye can see. And Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, there in the space in front. With a radiant golden body, the face of our Guru, smiling at you, and simultaneously his gaze encompassing all living beings. So pleased you're here, so pleased with you for turning your mind to the Lamrim. And to really focus our motivation, we can recite the Calling the Guru from Afar. So it's page 133 in the Gold Prayer Book as a way of opening our heart to the Guru. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious Guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious Guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious Guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious Guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly and practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious Guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious Root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. I think that a smiling emanation of the Guru comes across space, made of light, and this light absorbs down through the crown of your head, comes to rest at your heart. Your ordinary sense of self completely dissolves in that radiance. You become one with the Guru's holy body, speech, and mind of one nature, no separation. You're blessed with the Guru's inspiration and wisdom. And then spontaneously arising through the power of your bodhicitta into a form to benefit sentient beings. We refresh our refuge and bodhicitta motivation. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. So as you, in your mind's eye, gaze around all of the surrounding sentient beings, really make these four immeasurables part of your, the very fabric of your being. And allowing a deep sense of universal responsibility to arise in your heart, supported by the confidence that you have the capability to do this. And that is why we're doing this practice, to bring that forth. The seven-limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And offering a mandala. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Rana Mandala Kamniyataya Ami. I think that your mandala is most joyously received. And then refreshing the details of our visualization of the vast refuge field, all seated on an incredibly pure, pristine, large lotus. And on this, the five thrones, the largest one in the middle, surrounded by four smaller thrones. In the center, Shakyamuni Buddha, in essence, your root guru, with Vajradhara in his heart, deep blue like unobstructed space. And directly in front, also on a throne, your root guru, the Buddha manifesting as your root guru. Young, vibrant, and closely surrounding all the gurus that you've taken teachings from the very beginning, when you first learned to read and write, up to now. And all of these gurus are looking at you, facing you, smiling, so happy that you're here, so pleased with your progress. Then on the throne to the left of the Buddha is the Manjushri Buddha and lineage. On the throne on the right, the Maitreya Buddha and lineage. And behind, Vajradhara Buddha and lineage. Surrounding them, the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the thousand Buddhas of this aeon. Also, the 35 Buddhas, with all their distinctive characteristics to help us and all sentient beings. And the eight medicine Buddhas, with their great vows, how we can so personally connect with them. And in front of all these beings are various desks and tables piled high with the Dharma texts, the physical manifestation of the understanding and realizations of the Dharma. Surrounding these are the figures of the Sangha refuge, including the eight great Bodhisattvas, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Vajrapani, Maitreya, Siddhigarbha, Sarva, Nivana, Vishkamban, Akashagarbha, and Samantabhadra. Surrounding these, the solitary realizers and the hearers. Around them, the Dakas and Dakinis, all in dancing posture, the manifestation of compassionate activity and wisdom activity. Surrounding them, the Dharma protectors, protecting us from small obstacles, medium scope obstacles, and great scope hindrances, protecting from outer, inner, and secret obstacles. And below, not on thrones as they're still worldly beings, are the guardians of the four directions, all the elementals, all the custodians of the very land that we're on. All harmoniously part of this great conglomeration. And in the presence, very alive presence of this refuge field, we'll focus our mind on the higher scope meditation, the inner GPS. So, making sure that your body is in a comfortable position, like a traveler preparing for an important journey. Take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, let go of any tension or distractions, creating a clear mental space for your exploration. And along with our bodhicitta motivation, we in particular set our purpose here to be able to understand the profound path of Tantra, so that we can most swiftly bring enlightenment to all beings. So, in our exploration of Mahayana Sutra and Mahayana Tantra, imagine holding two tools for a spiritual journey, a traditional paper map and a modern GPS device. It's a miracle we even have these devices in our hands. The sutra path is like the paper map. It requires a compass, constant computing, reorienting, and adjusting. And even with this map out in the field, we quickly understand the map is not the territory. But with Mahayana tantric practice, enlightenment becomes possible within one lifetime, even within a single meditation session, rather than countless eons. It's like upgrading from a static paper map to a dynamic GPS that constantly adjusts to provide the optimal path. How might your spiritual journey change if you had access to this divine GPS instead of relying solely on conventional methods? What if you had this flawless feedback system at your disposal? In tantric practice, our primary refuge lies not in the conventional three jewels, but in the two stages of the path, generation and completion stage. Our navigator becomes Navigator Vajradhara. Our location pins simultaneously show you are not here and you are here. The two stages, generation and completion, are like our spiritual GPS, offering the most direct and efficient route to enlightenment. Just as a GPS provides real-time precise directions, the generation stage offers clear visualization and guidance through deity yoga. The yoga of appearing while empty. Even in your day-to-day life, can you recall a time when having precise real-time guidance made a significant difference in reaching a goal? Having that on-the-spot direct help. This experience mirrors how tantric practices can accelerate your spiritual progress, offering clear and immediate direction. With an interactive map at our fingertips, We can see where there's blockages in traffic in real time. We can see where there's blockages in our channels and chakras and how to untangle them. And in the completion stage, it's as if your entire being becomes the map itself, symbolizing the unity between you and the ultimate nature of reality. All dualism subsides, inner and outer, a part of a vast whole, the contents and the container, in one taste of the Dharmakaya. How might embodying this inseparability between yourself and the world transform your understanding of refuge? We can approach our chosen deity or Yidam as our spiritual GPS, trusting in the guidance of our captain Vajradhara there at the heart of Shakyamuni Buddha to lead us most swiftly towards enlightenment. So, with the confidence of understanding this profound path, making a determination to continue our journey in a lightning fast manner so we can quickly help all the sentient beings out of suffering and into the peerless state of enlightenment. So, with our supercharged bodhicitta refuge, reciting the refuge accumulations, I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Gendun la kyabsu chiwo, Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Gendun la kyabsu chiwo, Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Gendun la kyabsu chiwo, Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya. as we recite the refuge formulas. Light and nectar continuously flow from the refuge field, emanating from the very heart of Vajradhara, Shakyamuni Buddha, and all the refuge field. And as this light and nectar flows into you, it completely cleanses your entire system, your nervous system, all your channels and chakras. Just like a vast city, all the meridians becoming clear, radiant, unobstructed. And the energy, the light and nectar, the energy of enlightenment flowing through you without obstruction. Your entire system being cleansed. And feel that as the light and nectar flow through you, your subtle nervous system is completely purified, all the obstructions washed away. All of the impurities becomes radiant and clear. And even your physical nervous system becomes pacified, balanced. Even the flow of the blood in your veins and arteries becomes unobstructed. And any areas in your body that might be congested or experiencing discomfort or illness are cleansed and purified. You become most aware of your subtle nervous system, your Vajra body, which becomes apparent, luminous, energized, filled with the light and nectar from the refuge field. And as the light and nectar really absorb into you, completely changing your DNA so it becomes the DNA of enlightenment. Your whole system blessed and consecrated. Your Vajra body that resides there within your physical body all the time becomes energized, illuminated, clarified, you receive all the blessings of being able to spontaneously and quickly help all sentient beings, whatever they need. With this perfect physical manifestation to be able to help others. That reacts from a bodhicitta perspective, most perfectly to help sentient beings, that has unlimited energy and feels entirely blissful, dancing just like the Dakas and Dakinis. Sporting in the energy of enlightenment, the great play of mere appearance, and a pure vision, effortlessly coming to the aid of sentient beings wherever they need. And feel this Vajra body radiant. The light bursting out from every pore of your skin. All of your channels and chakras completely cleansed, washed clean of attachment, of aversion, of the fundamental ignorance. Your body not just energized but completely balanced. Your Vajra body now freed of the encumbrance of the ordinary view, the samsaric mind. Becoming like a living interactive GPS within your own body. Perfectly able to come to the aid of sentient beings. And then gradually the refuge field begins to dissolve from the outermost extremities inwards into incredible light, clear light. This light absorbing further towards the center. Drawing into your direct gurus, to your root guru. Who begins to grow brighter and smaller and absorbs into Shakyamuni Buddha's heart. Appearing as Guru Vajradhara. Shakyamuni Buddha gently moves across space, turns to face the same way as you, and melts into light, and this light flows down through your crown and comes to rest at your heart. Your ordinary sense of self completely dissolves and you become one with the Guru. You perfectly know the Guru's mind. No separation between oneself and the Guru. And then, stirred by your bodhicitta. Resolve from the very core of your being, you arise in a form to perfectly benefit either as your Yidam or as the Buddha. From your heart, spontaneously infinite light rays radiate in all directions, reaching every single sentient being. Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaya Swaha. Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaya Swaha. Tayata Mune Mune Maha Munaya Swaha. Tayata Om 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 Mune Mune Maha Munaya Swaha. In your mind's eye, see how all the sentient beings have been freed of their suffering and all of its causes. And attain the enlightened state. Really keep this pure vision in your mind to be continuously inspired by, so we can bring it about in actuality. And so we dedicate for that aim. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. The Bodhicitta verses. May the precious Bodhi mind, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious view of emptiness, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious realization of the two stages, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. Offering our practice to His Holiness, Chenrezig in person. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For the quick recognition of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, so we can quickly make contact again. In holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable, venerable Guru, to you I make this request. And for the health and long life of all of our precious gurus, may my venerable Lama's life be firm, his white divine actions spread in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losung always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the 3 realms.